Welcome to Midday's Top News at this hour. We bring you a curated selection of the most significant and compelling news from around the globe. Stay informed with the latest developments in the nation, Mumbai, entertainment, sports, and more. Let's dive into the headlines shaping our world today. Markets fall dragged by Hindustan Unilever, massive foreign fund outflows. Equity markets turned negative after rallying in early trade on Thursday as unabated foreign fund outflows and disappointing earnings from Hindustan Unilever dented investor sentiment. The BSE Sensex climbed 177.84 points to 80,259.82 in early trade. The NSE Nifty went up by 45.15 points to 24,480.65. However, soon the benchmark indices faced selling and were trading lower. The BSE benchmark gauge quoted 219.12 points lower at 79,862.86 and the Nifty traded 74 points down at 24,361.50. Rain lashes parts of Bengal as severe cyclone Dana moves closer to coast. Several districts of West Bengal received moderate to heavy rain on Thursday morning, as severe cyclonic storm Dana inched closer to the state's coast and that of neighboring Orissa, the IMD said. The cyclonic storm is likely to make landfall between Bhitakanika National Park and Dhamra Port in Orissa early Friday with wind speeds of up to 120 km/h, kmph, it said. The weather system lay 280 km southeast of Paradip, Orissa, and 370 km south-southeast of Sagar Island, West Bengal, at 2:30 a.m., the IMD said in a bulletin. Baba Siddiq murder, Snapchat chats bust key link in assassination case. The Mumbai Crime Branch, investigating the murder case of senior NCP politician Baba Siddiq from the Ajit Pawar faction, has claimed another breakthrough with the arrest of a key accused. This individual is alleged to have played a crucial role in the conspiracy, acting as a link between the shooters and the absconding accused, Jason Akhtar. Police have already identified Akhtar as one of the main conspirators, along with Shubham Lonkar, who is believed to have direct ties to the Lawrence Bishnoi gang. Read more. Int vs NZ second test, India's middle order conundrum, Sarfaraz Khan vs KL Rahul, who fits the bill. Kane Williamson has, in an oblique way, prevented New Zealand from grappling with a problem of plenty, but India find themselves with a tricky decision to make going into the second test at the MCA International Stadium from Thursday. Read more. With tight security and restricted movement, Salman Khan juggles Sikandar and Big Boss 18. Robust security, limited movement, and a singular priority in Salman Khan's safety. That has been the producer's common approach as the actor is juggling three projects, Sikandar, Big Boss 18, and a cameo in Singham again, even as the shadow of threat looms large on him in the wake of Baba Siddiq's murder. Read more.